As Vermonters get ready to go to the polls next week, Secretary of State Jim Condos says he's expecting a high turnout. And Condos says he's confident in the steps the state has taken to protect the process against voter fraud. VPR's Bob Kinzel has more.
Condos says all signs are pointing to heavy turnout for next week's election. Requests for early ballots are up, and Vermont has a record number of people registered to vote. But the biggest factor, according to Condos, is the strong interest in the races for president, governor, and lieutenant governor.
Just those three races alone will probably generate a lot of activity. I know that the major parties are also working to get out their voters, so I suspect that we will see fairly heavy turnout this year.
Condo says concerns about voter fraud have surfaced in the race for president, but he thinks his office has taken a number of steps to deal with this problem in Vermont. Part of this preparation includes having the Department of Homeland Security conduct two cyber risk assessments of the state's election system.
We are in really good shape. So we feel strong. We feel confident. That's not to say we can't be hacked. You can always be hacked. The question is, have you been proactive and taken every step available to prevent that from happening?
Condo says it's very hard to hack into local voting machines because they aren't connected to the internet. He says the optical scan tabulators that are used in many towns have an excellent track record for accuracy.
We've never had a problem, and these machines have been in use in Vermont. Most of them are in the last 10 years, but we've had them in some cases for probably close to 20 years, and we've never had a problem with them.
Will Senning is Vermont's director of elections. He says political parties are allowed to have two representatives at each voting location as poll watchers. But he says there are only two reasons why these party officials can challenge a person who wants to vote.
That being that either the person is not, in fact, the person whose name appears on the checklist, so that would be for somebody trying to engage in in-person voter fraud, as they call it, or that the person has previously voted.
Senning says voter registration for next week's election will close at 5 o'clock Wednesday afternoon. He says all town clerks will be open until the deadline to sign up any last-minute voters. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.